This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Sports fans have something to be excited about. The start of pro baseball and basketball coming up. Sports have been mostly absent for the last few months, but mobile sports betting, oh, that has carried on with a little bit of a creative touch. Where there is a will, there is a way. WHYY's Miles Bryan reports from Philadelphia.
When the NBA and NCAA went on pause back in March, Matthew Nelson figured his habit of putting 10 or 20 bucks on the game would too. But after a couple weeks of quarantine boredom, the Philly resident decided to log back into his sports betting app just to see what's there. He found a ping pong match broadcast live from Russia. It wasn't a sport he'd paid much attention to before, but
they have some serious skill. They'll hold the paddle upside down in their hands. They'll do trick shots. They're like diving across the floor. It's really entertaining, honestly.
This spring, Nelson was betting on a couple of matches a week. He explained his betting strategy as we watched a match from 6 feet apart on his laptop outside.
So I took Sergei Kuzmin because I liked his name. That's usually how I go off the names because I don't speak Russian to read up on these guys.
Bettors across the 11 states plus D.C., where online sports betting is up and running, have been swept up in this pandemic ping pong craze. Rush Street Interactive says table tennis was its number one bet on sport in New Jersey and Pennsylvania in May and June. For all sports, the mobile betting operator handled more than $13 million in Pennsylvania in May alone. Table tennis's newfound luster has caught some in the industry by surprise. Melanie Gross is with Caesars.
I think there are people that are interested in sports betting and are interested in whatever content they can get, right? So it's a learning lesson for all of us.
Despite the excitement, table tennis is nowhere near making up the revenue lost by the closure of major sports. Pennsylvania officials say the total amount of bet money taken by online sports books dropped by about a third from March to May. Clyde Barrow is a gaming industry consultant.
This is just something to try to keep some level of interest going with customers.
Matthew Nelson says lately he's been betting less on table tennis and more on NASCAR and golf. Still, one silver lining of his ping pong period, his own skills with the racket have much improved. In Philadelphia, I'm Miles Bryan for Marketplace.